Welcome to the Big Fat Real Estate Checks Podcast with Marco Kozlowski, where we help investors like you get the knowledge and skills you need to replace your J-O-B with passive cash flow for life.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Big Fat Real Estate Checks. My name is Marco Kozlowski, and I'm here with Francesco Galluccio and Gabriel Araish. Just have a little bit of fun with names today. Today we're going to get figure out how to get started in real estate investing. How to get started? What to do to begin? We looked at the top most googled searches and what those trends are, and that was in the top five. So we thought, why not do a podcast on how to get started? And of course, our objective is for you to get the cutting edge information here at Big Fat Real Estate Checks. And I am joined with my my two compadres, my brothers from another mother, and two really awesome guys. And I almost sound like I'm wanting to date you guys, and that's definitely not
the case.
So I have to be careful on how much affection
okay.
I give you guys.
Testosterone levels must be low.
Hold me. Please hold me. So so if I'm a complete beginner and I just want to get started, what do I do?
I'm curious why everyone's Googling that, because I just saw a recent stat. And this is up in Canada, by the way, that over 71% of people in their jobs currently today are one out, basically one out of the rat race. So that's an astonishing number. And that's why I guess they're Googling shit like that. Like, how do you get started in real estate? Because I guess, you know, the word's out. Real estate made a lot of people wealthy over the years. And to get started, I think the first thing for myself is mindset. Is because people traditionally just know one way to buy a property. And maybe they don't have enough credit, or they don't know how to manage a property, whatever. These are all the internal beliefs that they have. And that's the big obstacle. And that's why a lot of people just don't start it. So.
And fear of the unknown, fear of not knowing what to do, fear of loss, fear. And you can lose your ass in real estate if you don't do it properly. And there are many ways of getting into the game. Key is how to do it without risk. And I know a guy that.
Yeah, I don't know if you can say without risk, but with, you know, risk being mitigated as much as possible.
Yeah.
Thank you, attorney. Thank you very much.
He was waiting to say that. He was like, wait a second. Disclaimer, there's mitigation risk. There's risk to everything, right?
But it goes hand in hand with, like, mindset is definitely the first step. And mindset, I think, and fear kind of go hand in hand, where your mindset is going to have to help you surmount the fear that you have of getting started. So once that's kind of dealt with, the next step, and it's going to be more important now than it was 10 years ago, is to get the right education around how to become, if it's an investor that you want to be in real estate or involved in real estate. Because, you know, if all you're talking to are people that were in the game 10 years ago and seeing that they became wealthy, then yeah, that's great. But inflation took care of most of their wealth. It wasn't like you have no idea whether or not they were really good at what they did, or if they got lucky because of the timing. Whereas now, in this cycle that we're entering, and that seems to be becoming a little bit more of the trend, everybody and their mother is, you know, thinking of real estate. So you really have to become a professional at real estate if you want to excel at it. And the only way to do that is to get educated. And we're seeing a lot of different, you know, I guess deals that have gone wrong moving forward from, you know, deals, especially if they were bought in the last year or two. And, you know, with this increase in interest rates, with the changing of the tides, the cycles, you know, if in the US there's an election coming up, like there's all these variables that are coming in that are impacting the way the underwriting was done 2 years ago. It's making it that it's going to become harder and harder to become a real estate investor if you're doing this on your own. If you're like trying to just figure it out in trial and error, you're probably going to run out of time and money before you figure it out. So in my opinion, getting educated is probably more important now than it ever was.
If you actually Google, how do I really become wealthy? It says, invest in yourself. the answer.
No. Well, that's.
Now you unpacked something, and we started down that direction, and I'll follow my sword and apologize for taking us off that direction. But mindset, if we're going to have to do this, I think in multiple episodes, and I know Frank has to go shortly, so we might be Frankless in a minute. But the and there's nothing worse than being Frankless.
It's going to become a short episode.
Yes. That hurts. Yes.
Yes. mindset, because. That's everything at the end of the day, because if you, there's nothing more dangerous than a mind that's made up, right? There's nothing more powerful than a mind that's made up, right? A made up mind is a powerful thing. So it's important that you're clear as to what your goals are, what you want out of life, and really write those things down and then ask yourself, are the things that I want and the things that I'm doing aligned and going to get me the things that I really deserve? Because all we have right now is, and where we are, how much money's in our bank account, everything that we are experiencing today is the sum of all our behaviors of the past, right? You're exactly where you chose to be. At the end of the day,
it's the consequence, as you called it before, right? Exactly, I think you mentioned right. This before.
These are consequences of your actions, good and bad. So if you change behaviors to bad behaviors, those consequences. And also, if you change into good behaviors, there are wealth consequences to that. So mindset and education on what needs to be done in order to go into the right direction is absolutely, absolutely necessary. And it's vital, because if you think about it, everything that you know right now is very small compared to what's actually the vast knowledge that's possible, right? If you think of all the things that everybody knows to what you know, there's a vast difference. And it's not what you know that's going to get you to where you want to be. It's what you don't know, because you don't know what you don't know, what's going to get you to where you want to be. And the more you learn, the more you start opening up doors to different opportunities and possibilities, and you start shedding old beliefs. Like if you know where to get the money without using your money and credit, you don't need money and credit anymore, because that's what consumers do. Once you know how to create a deal, you know, when someone says, where'd you find a deal? We don't find them. We create them because we're looking for specific things. So knowledge and mindset can really completely change the game. So I'm curious. I think playing with that for a minute before Frank has to go is, I think, going to have a lot of value.
Well, you nailed it. You know less than what you don't know, right? And it's and surrounding yourself. I guess surrounding yourself with like-minded people that have done it before. And I think I said this before. Like a sensei, you know, my kids took karate when they were younger and they had a sensei, and I'm like, what's that? What's a sensei? And if you look it up, a sensei is someone that's been there before. That's what it means, right? So they're teaching how to do karate because they've done it before. They know how to do it, and they're just passing that knowledge down to the students. Same thing in real estate. You need a sensei. You need to surround yourself with like-minded people. Don't Google the shit on YouTube and trying to learn from that and trying to get into a real estate, because bad shit will happen. Not may happen, will happen. And it's the same story like the koi fish. So if you get a koi fish and you put it in a 75-gallon tank, it's only going to grow maybe 3-4 inches. You take that same koi fish and you put it in a pond, it's going to grow proportionate to that environment, which is, you know, I don't know how big they get, but they get pretty fucking big, a couple of feet at least, right? So you grow proportionally to who you surround yourself with. So that's another thing. Look who you're surrounding yourself with and look who you're taking advice from, which sometimes it's not a good idea. You know, when the broke guy is telling you do this, this is going to work. So, and it's funny because people do, because they trust. This is even family members. So some, you know, family members, you know, they say shit, and you got the naysayers. You got a lot of chirping going on because, you know, people love misery. They love company. And they don't want to see people flourish or be better than them. That's jealousy, right? That's why I got the corno, as they say in Italy, for the malocchio. I don't have it now, the corno, but I have it in all my properties. It's just the wear off jealousy. Jealousy is terrible. Jealousy is terrible. So just be careful who you're surrounding yourself with. That's all. Before. Just that if mean? You are What's that?
Nobody knows what corno means.
Oh, it's the red horn. The red horn. Ucorno. It's a corn. It's a.
I know, but this is an English pepper. Podcast.
So. It is, but well, they can look it up. Google it.
Corno.
The red Italian horn. All right. The red. It's like a red pepper.
It's a pepper.
Red
a
pepper. Pepper. Red horn. What?
Yeah, and they have that shit. You know, all the Italians have that shit hanging from their river mirror, just for whatever reason. But anyways, just going back to my point is. If you're really sincerely looking to, if you're one of the 71% of Canadians or even Americans that want to get out of their job and want something better for themselves, and people are starting to realize this, that, you know, having a job is not going to cut it. They're not going to retire for, you know, because when you retire, you're still going to need some money, right? So if you are going to be jumping into something like real estate, like I'm biased. I love real estate, but it's a great vehicle. There's other vehicles to make you wealthy, but this is one that's very popular amongst all the wealthy. You know, you got even celebrities doing this shit. So just think before you get advice from someone, make sure if they've done this before, make sure that they're the sensei, and follow their process. They, each one has a certain process or whatever, one better than another, but if you're going to do it, take the leap of, not even a leap of faith, is make an educated decision to get someone to help you with it.
Yeah. Make sure your values are aligned with their values. Make sure that you're making sure that their results are, you know, are sound. It's important because, and that they actually care about your well-being. That's really important as well.
Now, gotta be a fit. That's for sure.
It's gotta be a good fit. Yeah. Not, you know, we're not for everybody. Not everybody's for us. And that's totally fine. Because both of you were in the, you know, had a tipping point. We've already had a podcast on this, and it's, As soon as your mind is made up to do something bigger and are prepared for the sacrifice that it takes, because there is going to be a sacrifice, right? If you have a box that can fit 9 cubes and that's the time that you have to remove something in order to replace it with something else, right? And we only have so much time in a day. And you have to be prepared to sacrifice a little bit of time, not all the time, just a little bit of time, and replace that with something that you're persistent and consistent with in order to learn a new skill. Because if you took 20 minutes every day to learn a language, in a year you'd speak another language. To learn an instrument, to go to the gym. Our mind is an amazing thing where if you are just learning something consistently for just 20 minutes, 25 minutes every single day, you have the consequence is that knowledge or is that skill, and everything in life can be learned, no matter how shy you are or how extrovert you are or how much you think you know or don't know or how good you think you are or not good enough. It doesn't matter. Anyone can learn a skill that will get you to a certain point to achieve a certain thing.
Actually, you mentioned, remember the exercise we did, and I encourage everyone to do this actually. You did the T exercise, right?
Absolutely.
So just draw a letter T and on the left-hand side, right. Everything that you do, I guess in 20-minute increments, you know, whether brush your teeth, your shower, mow the lawn, shit like that. I don't know, whatever, yes. Right? Walk the dog, scoop shit, whatever, yes. Right? So you put all that down, go to work. And then on the right side, write down everything that's on the left side that's helping you achieve your goal. And you'll be astonished on how many things are on the right side.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's scary. I did that for the first time. I was like, wow. So just... It's alignment, right?
I want to make sure that we've said this right? So on the left side, every task that you're doing, right, that takes at least 20 minutes of your time, write as many as you can. And on the right side, write down everything that you want out of life, right? Right?
Oh, yes.
Everything that you are, that you want out of life, the car that you want to drive, the place that you want to be.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. I messed it up, man. Yeah, it's all right.
No, it's fine. The on the right side, the bro, no one's perfect. All right. If I was perfect, you know, it'd be ridiculous. So it's all the things that you want out of life, the money that you want to make, the charities that you want to give back to, the places that you want to be, the connections that you want to have, the person that you never want to have to wake up next to again, or want to wake up next to in the future, you know, whatever, all the things that you want to achieve out of life that where you thought, man, if I had these things, my life is good. Like I've accomplished the things that I want. Right. So on one side, all the things that you're doing, on the other side, all the things that you want. All right. If you take a few minutes just to put those two things together, hit the pause button of this podcast. We'll come back to you in a second. Now, if you're ready, here we go. You've done it. All right. Now, I want you to circle all the things on the left side, the behaviors that you are doing, the things that you're doing today that are getting you closer to what's on the right side, to your dreams. Because on the right side is what you want out of life. And if other people have those things, shouldn't you? If other people have accomplished those things, have those things, are able to do those things, shouldn't you? The only difference between them and you is nothing other than behavior. So if you take a look at all the things that you are doing and circle the things that you're doing that are getting you closer to your dream, most people don't even have three, which means that you're going through life not doing anything that's producing results to make you fulfilled, full of joy and happiness. And that's a mindset and that's a behavior set that really needs to be looked at. And it's terrifying if you are not aware of that.
Yeah, it's terrible. I know when I did it. I think I had one.
I had zero.
Well, listen, at the same time, I was also, and I'm sure many viewers say the same thing. Okay, once I get this done and this done, then I'm going to start. And that start date never comes.
Someday is
just keep. Well, it's procrastinating, right? So, yeah. And that goes back to the fear part too.
Yeah. You know what the true definition of procrastination is? I'll tell you.
Procrastination?
I don't know. I'll tell you later.
I'll tell you tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, that's like being a perfectionist, right? Is a procrastinator.
Yeah. Perfectionism is procrastination. Yeah, we had a podcast on that, I think. So yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. We did. So yeah. So change your behavior, change your mindset. The only way to change your behavior is being aware of it first. All right. And making sure that you're behaving in a way that's aligned with what you want. And the fastest way to learn how to do that is to align yourself with a mentor, someone that knows what to do, how to do it. It's way faster than trying to figure it out yourself, as you guys have said. Find someone that you are aligned with. And
that's done it before.
That, of course. Not that thinks they know how to do it, right? Not that's done it once in the 80s and has never done it since. Like someone that's actively, well, there's a lot of people that teach stuff.
I know. I'm laughing because it's true.
You know,
they're teaching it what they did, you know, two decades
ago.
They
did one deal in their whole life, and that's now they're teaching their gurus, you know, and they have had no problems. You want someone that's really had a lot of problems to teach you, because you want the guy that's almost crashed the plane three times with one wing, or that literally can take the plane off with no wings and build a wing up in the air if necessary in order to get this plane landed. You know what I mean? Like, you want someone that's understands how to do it, but also knows how to teach. Because I'm not sure if Tiger Woods would be a good golf teacher if you're the best. I'm not sure who the best players in the world are now because I don't follow golf. But it's not the best golf player in the world necessarily that can teach you how to play golf. It's the coach of the best teacher in the world that should be teaching you how to play golf, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's who you want. And those are the people you should be seeking. The better they are, the more they cost, but the cheaper it actually ends up becoming, because your results get you there faster and more effectively. So it doesn't matter what something costs. It's the value that you're getting in the speed in which you're getting it with the results that you know you're going to get that has value, for sure.
That's a mindset right there. It shouldn't be viewed as a cost, but more as an investment.
Exactly. Bang on the money. So I think Frank is about to turn into a pumpkin. So appreciate you being here for the short amount of time, Frank. It's actually my fault.
You got a lot on your plate. That's good.
A lot on my plate. And I woke up later than expected after a long day yesterday. Tuesdays are my longest day. And when I woke up this morning, I'm like, I'm not going to get up. And I went back to sleep. And that is something that all of you should be able to do one day in your life and say, you know what? I choose to go back to sleep. And I did. So I appreciate you.
Just let us know next time.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys. It's my fault.
It's all good.
And appreciate you very much, both Frank and Gabe. And of course, you as a listener, if it wasn't for you, we'd be talking to nobody. Like us, love us, share us. This is all about you and giving you great content in order to take on and apply directly in your life immediately. And the more you learn, the more you earn. And we just look forward to getting your great feedback. As always, we appreciate you. And that's it for this episode of Big Fat Real Estate Checks. Toodles.
If you like this episode of Big Fat Real Estate Checks, then show some love by leaving a comment and a good rating. Also, as a thank you for tuning in today, we've got a special free gift. The journey to passive cash flow for a life starts by finding deals, and it's easier than you think. Simply go to getdealsbytuesday.com, enter your email address, and we'll send you a free quick start course called Deals by Tuesday. Even if it's 11 p.m. Monday night, this course will show you how to find discounted real estate deals by Tuesday. It's that fast and simple. Go to getdealsbytuesday.com and start your journey toward life-changing cash flow today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on the next episode. Mm-hmm.